Here are the daffodils for the December 29th edition of the Squamish Chief. Forest, field and trails full of daffodils to the volunteers who care for the Brackendale Farmers Institute Park. Many special thanks to Derek Smith, who provides his time to maintain the magic of the land. Appreciation to everyone involved with the rural, urban wildfire prevention work. Thanks to the many citizens who support the park and the BFI. All the best for 2023. Tilda Brackendale Farmers Institute. A hospital is overflowing with daffodils to all who supported the Squamish Hospital Auxiliary in 2022. With your support, the Auxiliary donated $77,229 in equipment for the Squamish Hospital, plus a $1,000 nursery to Howe Sound Secondary School. Together we are making a difference. Thank you. Tilda. The Auxiliary volunteers huge daffodils to all the kind folk who helped me, a senior, to get across the highway and along the icy sidewalks. It was really so great to have strangers offer their hand to help me. I was scared and worried. The road was icy and quite hard to walk. It really makes me feel not alone in this uncertain weather. Thanks to everyone. Tilda. A grateful senior got something nice to say or some constructive criticism? Send your darts and daffodils, email news@squamishchief.com or drop off at the chief office, 38117 2nd Avenue, during business hours. Deadline for submissions is Monday at 4 p.m. for Thursday's paper. All submissions must be signed and include a phone number for verification. Maximum length is 75 words. Darts are intended to be an anonymous critique between private parties. Darts must not directly or indirectly identify an individual or business.